Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. This is Lasky, and today we're going to go over a few different topics. We're going to start with the butterfly effect, transition into chaos theory, and towards the end we're going to play a fun game which goes over which Mandela effects you know that are real or what is fake. Remember in elementary school learning about web diagrams? It starts from one idea and is used to connect other points together. The butterfly effect is a similar concept based on the choices that one makes. For an example, if we could live our lives over and over again, would it turn out the same or would it be different? The smallest of choices, such as turning left or right at a street, going out or staying at home, even as far as picking a color for a project, can change the results of situations. Hence the saying, being in the wrong place at the wrong time. But all of that also falls back on the perspective. Why is there a right or wrong time? Our minds are a powerful source and nothing is ever right or wrong. Let's go over the start of the butterfly effect theory. Edward Lorenz is a meteorology professor at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology who developed the concept in the 1960s. He noticed on his computer one day that tiny butterfly scale changes to the starting point of his weather models resulted in anything from sunny skies to violent storms. His mindset is that it's to illustrate the idea of some complex dynamical systems exhibit unpredictable behaviors. Small variances under conditions could have profound and widely divergent effects on the system's outcomes. The systems are sensitive, so the outcomes and result are unpredictable. This idea becomes the basis for the branch of mathematics known as chaos theory. Chaos theory can be best explained as the science of surprises of the non-linear and unpredictable. I'm a huge fan of the movie Donnie Darko, so here is a short, sweet spoiler alert before I dive into some of the details. In the movie, there is an elderly woman named Roberta Sparrow who writes a book on space and time travel. The movie is like a fine wine, it can take a few times to fully grasp the concept, unless you're really good at quantum physics. I've watched it over 100 times and I can almost say the script word for word. Even after like 4 or 5 times watching it, I would always catch stuff that I didn't really notice the first few times. So the more and more you see it, the more details it all comes together and makes sense. Before Roberta Sparrow became known as Grandma Death, she was a science teacher at the same high school that Donnie went to. In The Philosophy of Time Travel, the book that she writes, it explains that things can either take place in the primary or the tangent universe. The primary universe is the universe that we live in. A tangent universe is basically a carbon copy of the primary universe. In the tangent universe, a glitch occurs, which in return forms a second universe. Are you still with me? It can get confusing. So basically we have world number one, which is the original, and world number two, which is the copy, which is very unstable and will eventually collapse. So imagine if Earth entered through a black hole. Our world as we know it would slowly compress until it became nothing. Or at least that's what we predict would happen. Anyways, in the movie, the world ends in 28 days, 6 hours, 42 minutes, and 12 seconds. There is a way to save the universe, though, from collapsing in a way. In the beginning, a jet engine falls into Donnie's room while he's away from home. He's super lucky to be alive. The jet engine is known as the artifact. This artifact is the object that would need to be returned from the tangent universe back to the primary universe to keep things in motion. It disrupts the natural order going on in the world. It breaks through space and time, so it's almost like nothing is progressing or moving forward in the primary universe. To save this, someone within the tangent, the alternate, would need to transfer this artifact, the jet engine, back in time to October 2nd, 1988, to the moment that the tangent started. In-world physics dictate that water and metal are required elements to make time travel possible. water is used to create a time vortex between the two universes, while the metallic jet engine acts as a transitional vessel. To clarify, there are three engines in total. So the first one belongs in the primary universe, and it's still attached to the airplane. And the artificial forms, the tangent forms, I actually just spilt my bong. I do apologize for that break. So in the tangent universe, jet engine number 2 and 3, the second one is correctly attached to the duplicate airplane, which Donnie's mother and sister travel on later in the film. Number 3 is kind of an anomaly. With nowhere to go in the tangent universe, it crashes into Donnie's house, the time the Frank saves him. Frank is a giant bunny rabbit that basically follows him around to get him on the path where he needs to go. Frank can be considered like Donnie Darko's bunny rabbit god. Anyways, you're probably wondering why I went off about this movie, but it has a huge impact on my views of how the world works, and it also ties in back into the butterfly effect. I believe that we could be in a carbon copy of the primary universe, and that our death means the tangent universe ends. How are we able to determine if we're in a primary universe or a tangent universe? If we weren't in a tangent universe, why would we have Mandela effects? What happens after death is unknown, but how do we explain the paranormal or ghosts? My views conflict with each other because some things cannot be explained, which only makes sense if we're living in a simulation. If you haven't already, definitely go check out episode 1 where I briefly talk about the simulation. If you haven't heard of any Mandela effects, I'd say you're either a liar or you spend time off the internet. Mandela effects can result from glitches in the primary universe. I feel that Mandela effects, sometimes it could be when someone time travels, it can create a new timeline. The Mandela effect refers to a phenomenon in which a large number of people share false memories of past events, referred to as confabulation in psychiatry. Some have speculated that the memories are caused by parallel universes spilling into our own, while others explain that phenomenon is a failure of a collective memory. I'm convinced sometime between 1986 and 2011, we entered a tangent universe. Let's test your memory to see what you think reality is. Grab a pen and paper, or pull up a notepad on your phone, and let's go over which Mandela effects you are able to determine from fact from fiction. Do you remember the child cartoon of the three bears? Was it Berenstain or Berenstein Bears? Peanut butter, a popular brand. Was it Jiffy or Jif? This one's gonna drive you nuts. Remember the band Queen? Of course you do. And their song, We Are the Champions? Was there an ending of, We are the champions of the world? Or did it end before that? So, did it have an ending of the world, or did it end after We Are the Champions? Does the Monopoly Man have a monocle? I totally said that wrong. But, you know, like, when he wears the glasses, he has that little circular, glass piece. Does he wear that or no? Does Curious George, the monkey, have a tail? The cartoon Looney Tunes. Is it spelt tunes as in music, or tunes as in cartoons? Mr. Rogers in the children's show, Mr. Rogers, he always sings a song with the line, It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Everyone who watched this show as a kid remembers it this way. Well, actually, the song now says, It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. That doesn't even sound right in the song, and nobody remembers it that way that I know. Let's go over the other answers. In the year 2021, for the Berenstein and Berenstain, in reality, it was Berenstain. I remember it the other way because all my life, it was one of my favorites growing up. For the peanut butter, it is Jif, not Jiffy. I also remember it as Jiffy. The Queen's song, There Is No End. There is no at the end of the world. So if you look this one up, there are versions with and without it. So it's still kind of up in the air. So the original song, We Are the Champions, it does not have that ending. But if you look at the live versions, they do sing it. So there's no way to really determine which one's true. The Monopoly Man, he does not wear a monocle. So that one, I know, I grew up playing Monopoly, like, almost religiously every day with my mom as a kid. I'd annoy my brother, I'd annoy my mom, my friends. Like, board games were just kind of my thing. Curious George. Curious George does not have a tail. Crazy, right? A monkey with no tail? Get out of here. Looney Tunes is spelt as in music tunes. I remember with T-O-O-N-S, but maybe I'm the psycho. Are you psycho? Great, we can be together. How many did you get right? Or were you just as stumped as I was? The butterfly effect can work both ways, negatively or positively. Our action now, today, would have been the result of a previous action, which leads to a future action. With a small gesture, you can change someone's life without even initially realizing it. Remembering this will make us more aware of the things that we do as individuals, which leads to a ripple effect. We're all just pebbles in a pond. We can apply this butterfly effect to our day-to-day lives when it comes to wondering if we're making the better choices in life for ourselves. Do you stay home for work the next day? Or do you go have double shots of Patron at your local bar? What will be the outcome? You, in a different universe, would live a separate life within parallel universes without even fully realizing it. We can never actually know all of the initial conditions of a complex system in detail. The butterfly effect teaches us that small things do matter. Well, that wraps it up for today's episode. Stay tuned for learning more about the law of attraction. We will have a creepypasta before episode 3, so check me out next week for more content. Thank you.